The Workshop Downtown Podcast with
Ashley Ayala
and Kelly Bennett. This is a weekly podcast for people seeking to build a cool brand, business, lifestyle, and impact. Each week, we'll talk shop about the real behind the scenes of being a small business owner. We'll also talk to local change makers, interview people we adore, and just share about things that we dig. Hey, 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 it is Kelly and Ashley, and this week we are doing a mid-year-ish check-in. So it's not completely the mid point of the year, but we were thinking that May is a really good time with all the spring cleaning vibes going on to check in with where you are, what you really wanted to create this year, what are your intentions, and check in with yourself, with your business, with your brand, and do the spring cleaning that needs to be done. We're going to be talking about shifting, rebranding, getting grounded, taking care of ourselves, all of that good stuff. But before we jump into that, we are going to take some questions from our listeners. Shout out to our listeners. Guys, it's growing. It's amazing. Thank you so much. Ashley has some awesome questions that we're going to answer. So, Ashley, take it away. What do we got?
Okay, so we received our first review.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. Jessie Does Hair. We got 5 stars. Thank you, thank you. We totally appreciate all the listens. And if you do love the podcast, leave a review. Leave your questions. We love that. And share it with your friends if you think they'd like to listen. So our question says, okay, I'll read you guys the whole review. It says, I'm so excited to listen to your podcast. Keep up the inspiring work, ladies. I would love to hear what lessons you have learned along the way. What inspires you to take the next step with your business ideas? I have so many ideas that I find that are bogging me down and I'm not actually taking the first step, or I'm afraid to invest in my ideas. What are your suggestions for getting that first step out of the way?
Awesome question.
Yeah, it's a really good question because I think a lot of people who have ideas, it's easy to get bogged down because you've got so many of them. That entrepreneurial mindset or the creative mindset that wants to go freelance has 1,000 different ideas, and it's kind of hard to pin down where to start, especially if there's financial investment.
And then if you focus on idea, then you're like, but what about the other 10 ideas exactly. I have?
How do I know?
Does that mean? Yes.
Yeah, it's the right one. I totally, totally get that. Do you want to answer
first? Yeah, I'll just get it started because I think this is a good question too, because of people who said, yes, I want to create my business this year. This is the year that I'm going to get my shit together. This is the year that I'm going to take my brand to the next level, all that good stuff. So what I would say is the first step is to have a very honest conversation with yourself. Not a, what are you doing, bashing on yourself, but a really honest question of, what is distracting me? What is really holding me up? What is really stressing me out or giving me anxiety? For myself, that's how I started the month, having that honest conversation with myself. I feel that when you have that honest conversation without beating yourself up, the answer does come up. So maybe it's saying no to things that you really don't want to do, cleaning up boundaries around the work that you're already doing, holding space for the work that you want to be doing. This is just like, may sound like a bias, but honestly, like why we created the workshop downtown during the spring semester is that we did it on Monday mornings from 8 to 11 on purpose so that people who really want to take the next step and take the next leap, I should say, of creating their business and growing their business, they are saying, yes, I want to start my week that way. That's a huge step forward. I would just say the first step is having the honest conversation and having the honest conversations with the people that maybe you have to have those uncomfortable conversations with, maybe your partner or your boss or your business partners or your clients or anyone else that you've been working on things with, having those conversations so that you can clear the space and hold the space for that vision to come through.
Mm-hmm. And along with that, think about what your priorities are.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I get so overwhelmed with all the projects that I want to work on, and I've struggled a lot with prioritizing, but once it's actually a matter of sitting down, and a lot of times for me it's writing, so pen to paper,
yes.
What are the ideas, a brain dump as we call it,
yes.
Dumping all your ideas onto paper and then saying, what is the most fulfilling for me right now, or what is the one thing I'm going to focus on today, and just putting it on your calendar and go for, you know, and saying, I'm going to uphold this commitment to myself to expand on this idea, and really look at logistics. What does it take? And knowing you're, you know, getting clear with yourself, having that downtime with yourself, making one thing a priority first is the first step. And stay inspired by surrounding yourself with people who inspire you, or, you know, listening to podcasts that inspire you, watching YouTube videos of, you know, entrepreneurs who are sharing their wisdom or giving, you know, inspiring talks. Watch TED Talks.
Sign up for Patreons.
Yes. And what is Patreon?
Mm-hmm. So basically, subscribing to people that you love their work, and say you spend $5 a month, but you get an extra essay or things like that. And just, you know, supporting things that you also want to be a part of, mm-hmm. I think energetically makes you take that deep exhale and like, mm-hmm. okay, I am working on what I want to work on. Go to Market in the Alley or go to local creative meetups. Like, when you're submerged in it, it's really hard to keep up with the bullshit.
Yeah. All the distractions you know? Will melt away when it you really get clear and surround yourself. And vocalize your idea to friends. Have mm-hmm. people hold you accountable, or tell your partner or someone at work or a close friend.
Do an Instagram story.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing that'll hold you more accountable than telling Instagram. Follow
I do. Me. I feel like when I tell Instagram, I'm like, all right, this is happening.
Yep.
This is, I'm affirming it to the universe, aka Instagram.
Yep.
And it's happening.
I totally agree.
So I hope that helps, Jess. Let us know.
Yeah, and thank you so much for the rating.
Yes.
We appreciate that.
And let us know, too, what is the first step you're taking.
Yes. We will follow up.
Because just doing that and telling us the action that you are taking, not the action that you're thinking about taking, because that's awesome. But what is the first action that you are actively doing? Let us know.
Yep.
I love it. Just sharing that is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And you build that confidence. You build that momentum.
And we'll come back to you and ask you how that idea is going.
You will be checking in.
We'll be checking in.
Cool. Okay. So that's a good feeling and vibe to now talk about what we're personally working on for our brands, for our businesses. And it's things that creatives consistently feel, and I think we could either get in a rabbit hole of it, or it could be in that same feeling of cleaning up, prioritizing, regrouping, simplifying, so you can make the biggest impact and you can do the work that you truly want to do and work on your craft is not being distracted by the other things.
Mm-hmm.
So Ashley, what things are you working on? What rebranding, shifting?
So.
Yes.
So I am going to, so today is May 6th from when we are recording.
Yes.
And I was working on a survey on Friday, 2 days ago, to really gauge from my audience what it is they value about Sister House Collective.
Mm.
I'm all about transparency and being authentic with the audience and people who support Sister House. And I'm really, and it hurts to say it, but I'm at a place of burnout. I've just been really trying to do all the things that I want to do, and I just am tired. And so I've been looking at kind of the structure of Sister House Collective and my vision and mission with it, and what is the intent and what's the purpose behind it. And my purpose has always been to empower women.
Mm-hmm.
And at first it started with by selling artisan-made goods by different women from developing communities, and then it became working with local artists. And now it really, I feel, is becoming continuing that, but looking at just empowering women by educating them through Sister House as a platform.
Yes.
And so educating about brands that are doing things ethically to empower you as a consumer, as a woman, to make choices that are good for the planet, good for people. And so I'm really looking at expanding on that. And
I've learned so much from you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And I hear feedback from people all the time of like, oh, I've learned, you know, whether it's about ethics or, just like supporting local artists or finding out mm-hmm. about local artists through the Sister House channel. And so this survey that I'm asking people to take, I'm really asking them to share with me what it is they value. Is it the curated product selection? Is it learning about new local artists? Is it learning about, you know, ethical brands and what they're doing and people they can be supporting that is, you know, making a big social impact? Is it What do they want to see more of? Do they want to see more of my personal journey of, like, my path of conscious living and how I've made small choices to live a more conscious lifestyle and what that looks like the day to day? Or is it more, you know, health and wellness based stuff? Because I'm really willing to and want to really cater to the people who have supported me from the beginning, and see what they really value about what Sister House has offered.
Where can we take the survey?
So it will be up in the Instagram stories, all day Monday and Tuesday, I'm looking at. And then I will also put a link on the Facebook. And when you take the survey, you have the option to leave your email, and I'll send you a $5 gift card for taking the survey that you could use either...
That's fun.
Yeah, in the online store, or when you come to a pop-up, I'll give you $5 off of anything. Just because I appreciate the feedback, and I am all about, I don't know, really connecting with people who value Sister House. And I really want to kind of just... I guess I'm at a point where I'm ready to show that I'm a person behind the brand. And so I know when I met Kelly, I told her one of my strategies for my brand was saying we. Mm-hmm. And I'd always say, like, we're so excited at Sister House Collective. And I still do this sometimes out of habit. But for the longest time, it's been myself as Sister House Collective. And I think sometimes people, and mostly meaning me, expect more because... you're coming at it from a brand, not as a as a person. As a so human. Almost, yeah, shifting into more of a personal brand. And I don't know what that looks like yet in terms of changing the name. I'm thinking about that. But, yeah, that's I'm where excited. I'm at. It was a really scary thing for me to release that control over really trying to just make selling goods work and make it something that is sustainable for me that doesn't require 60 hours a week. That still gives me a fulfilled life outside of my work.
Totally. And talking about priorities, now you have a baby.
Exactly. And that's what has changed everything, which is, you know, the way that it is going, and that I'm totally fine with that. But I think, you know, it comes down to making the choice between do I want to... Because retail is tough. I mean...
It is. It's not for the faint of heart.
No. And I love... Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love what I've created, and I love... the brands that I work with, and I want to continue supporting them, but it's gotten to the point of me asking myself, how much am I really supporting these women who are in these programs if I'm not turning over inventory fast enough to constantly be giving them work? Mm-hmm. I would rather just report on what they're doing and really share about them, and then for me, from a financial aspect, be able to really just hone in on the education aspect and educating women as consumers. Side note, you guys are going to hear it first before it goes up on Instagram. I bought a trailer yesterday.
Oh my gosh, yes!
Yes, I bought a little teardrop trailer.
So cute.
Yes, and from a local girl in town, shout out to Breen, she sold it to me, and she was just so excited because she knew about Sister House Collective, she knew about the workshop downtown, and that this cute little teardrop trailer is somehow going to be part of that brand experience. And she was like, you gotta have it. You have to, you know. So she was really awesome. And so, yeah, thank you, Turner.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't know what that looks like. When I first got it, the idea was a build out in the back as like shelving for the pop-up shop, which we'll probably do for a little while as I continue, you know, working with the inventory that I have. But yeah, something will be happening with the trailer. Something and it needs a name, so I'm thinking about her name.
Send in name ideas.
Yeah, send your name ideas.
Oh, I love it. And that's so cool, and thank you for sharing that, because I think a lot of small business owners, creatives, have this running through their heads, and they feel like they're the only ones. And they're like, fuck, like, I need to change something up. But what if I change it up and then people don't like it? And you go down this weird rabbit hole. So your honesty is honestly really needed. And that conversation is so important, knowing that you're not the only one thinking about this, and that there are people who feel like they love the mission of what they're doing, but the structure, the business model of how it's being done just isn't aligning anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Right.
That's totally cool. And I've gone through this so many times. I've had so many different names. I've had so many different business models. And it takes you working on stuff and trying it. And I give people a lot of credit for shifting, because you're only going to realize what works for you by trying it out.
Absolutely.
By testing it out and not putting so much pressure on yourself that it has to be picture perfect, bang, mm-hmm. out of the gate, done. It's going to shift and it's going to change. And that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm personally going back to a personal brand after trying to do, like, with Rave Company as a media company, as a creative studio that was going to house all the brands. And honestly, guys, I was losing it. I was like, holy shit, how many more Instagram accounts can I have? It's only me.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm, like, trying to be like, oh, we're working on this and we're doing this. And I'm like, no, it's me and my dogs and we need to get it together.
and we need to get it together,
you know? So I'm personally going back to a personal brand that I did years ago, and then I changed, and I was like, not anti-personal brand, but I was like, no, I have to grow up, I have to sound like I have a company, and I got over it.
And even just touching on that, that's a hard place to be as a small business owner, because for me, when I was using the term we, that was my mindset, was I was like, no, if I'm saying me, then that's, you know, for some reason I thought that was less than, you know, pretending, basically. In a good way. I was kind of, like, under the impression you fake it till you make it. Until I can hire employees and have help, you know, with the business in that way, I'm just going to say we, because I want it to be a collective we, when really it's okay that it's not yet a collective we, you know?
Yeah.
And it's okay to show people that it's not
I yet. I feel that now more than ever, it's super important to just be very honest of where you're at and work on your thing, work on your craft. And just be honest with where you're at.
Yeah.
And once you're honest with where you're at, people will respect that even more.
Absolutely.
And people can connect with you. And what I've learned through rebranding, shifting, getting grounded, changing it up, changing my name, changing different business cards. Like, I have a collection somewhere at my parents' house of, like, all the different titles I've created, websites, business cards. It's quite funny. It's a trip down memory lane. But what I noticed is that people were just resonating with me.
Mm-hmm.
I just had coffee a few weeks ago with a friend from San Diego, and we used to be friends on Twitter when I had a vegan blog, and we would tweet at each other different vegan recipes. And I've had, like, 10 different projects since then, but she just connected with me as a human, and I connected with her as a human,
mm-hmm.
and we're still cool, and I get coffee with her, like, once or twice a year.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the biggest thing that I noticed. People were like, oh, Kelly Bennett. They were recognizing me just as a person and not with all the things that I was trying to create to be a bigger business or, like,
mm-hmm.
more professional. So I, instead of investing in the website for the company I was trying to create, I bought a lot of colorful jumpsuits and mm-hmm. I spent the money there.
Mm-hmm.
And I deleted everything else and I'm in the midst of rebranding my website, and that I'm just investing in myself. That was my big aha mid-year-ish check-in, like, investing in myself as a human, my wellness, getting a facial, getting my hair done, getting a good manicure, having honest conversations, signing up for therapy, all that good stuff, and focusing on my personal brand and creating good content that really resonates and not putting this pressure on myself that it has to look
right.
any different, and simplifying so that I can consistently serve and be a voice and take care of myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited.
Yeah.
I haven't been this excited about myself as a person and as a brand in a really, really long time.
And it feels natural, I'm sure.
It does, and it feels better, and it's bringing me back to when I first started in all of this. So what was that, like 2010? When mm-hmm. I first started in branding and social media and all this good stuff. It feels really good.
And it feels good, too, I think, because Kelly and I have this synergetic, is that a
yes.
word, energy?
Yes.
Of, like, and I think we're both coming to these conclusions similarly
yes.
at the same time, because, too, since starting the workshop downtown, we're realizing, like, this is what we're really good at.
Yeah.
We love it. Working with, women, well, and men, you too, but... You know,
all the people, non-binary humans.
Yeah, any human. But we realized we have this group for the spring semester. It's been a group of ladies, and they just having that group together in support and holding accountability mm-hmm. and holding space for people to really share their big ideas.
And work on them actively.
And work on them and be in a space with other people who have big ideas to encourage them and to and for us to walk with them and help give them resources. It's been huge for us to see the transformation, one, but also to know that us as social impact-based business owners mm-hmm. have the tools to now help other people who see that vision for themselves in a business
it's
that they want
so
to create.
Cool.
Yeah, and so coming at it from ourselves instead of saying, you know, with Brave Company and Sister House Collective or, you know,
doing this
collaborative project. No, it's Kelly Bennett and it's mm-hmm. Ashley Ayala, and, like, we have our own businesses that we're involved heavily in, you know,
yes.
creative direction and every other facet. But we, as individuals, too, want to see women and people in our community grow and thrive, and to be able to give them those resources is huge for us. And it inspires us daily, too.
Every week, I feel refreshed.
Yeah, me too. And we can see the direct result of these, you know, we're going to have to figure out how to do reviews and tutorials from people who've been members in the workshop. Because
yeah. We'll have to do, like, before and after stories.
Yeah, because we've just been hearing so many good things from members of the workshop that say, like, I've had this idea for 3 years and I've never acted on it. And now, you know, look at all these steps I've made toward my goal.
One of our members is ready to leave her day job already.
That's amazing.
Yeah. One member, she came in with a totally different business and is leaving with a totally different business idea,
Yeah, natural.
It's the one that she's always been dreaming about, but she didn't think could happen, and so she's doing I believe it's at the next market in the alley, she's going to do, like, a preview of what she's been working on,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool.
It is.
And I think for us, too, talking about shifting and rebranding, recognizing, guys, what's working.
Mm-hmm.
And recognizing what isn't feeling aligned anymore. What feels heavy and what feels light.
Right, and being flexible.
Exactly, mm-hmm. and not putting this pressure on yourself. So, Ashley and I, we both had these moments where, like, wow, the workshop downtown's working. People dig it. We love doing it. It's almost so natural that I think we were almost overlooking of, like, wow, this is worth going all in on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's usually the things you do naturally that you tend to overlook. Because you're like, well, it's just normal for me.
Yeah.
But no, it's an amazing service that you're providing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be seeing a lot more from the workshop downtown, and we're putting a lot more energy into it and creating summer camp. We're working on a summer camp. I'm so excited because Ashley and I never went to camp. So this is our camp
We're creating our, creative entrepreneur, get inspired 2-day summer camp.
Yeah, I love it. I'm so excited. So we're going to be working on that. So wherever you are, check in with yourself. Have that honest conversation. Have a cup of tea. Have a cup of coffee. Have a glass of wine. No judgment. Sit outside when the sun's setting, the weather's cooling off at that time, and just take a pen and paper and just write down, what do you truly want? What feels really good? What will get you excited to get out of bed? And what are the things that you're just over?
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to be over.
Mm-hmm.
Write it down, tear it up, throw it away, burn it, whatever. And start fresh.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes.
This was episode 7 of the workshop.
We're rocking
downtown.
And
yes.
And then if you dig the podcast, please take a screenshot and share it in your stories and tag the workshop downtown. It would be super appreciated, and we really want to connect with our listeners on a deeper level, so we want to follow you, we want to connect with you, and we truly appreciate it. If you like, subscribe, tell your friends, all that good stuff. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.